Hi everyone, and welcome back to Dr. Sam's Musings. Hope you're having an amazing week so far. Apologies that this is coming a day late. I'm so swamped with work now. If you follow me on Instagram, you know that I'm planning one of my biggest events of the year. So it's just taking up a lot of my time and energy. But let's just jump straight into it. Today, I'm going to be talking about healing. And if you've had any traumatic life experience, whether loss, whether transitions, or really any, you know, life experience that has really shaken you up, then I know that you'll relate with a lot of things that I'm going to say in this episode. And if you haven't, I will suggest that you save this episode because I promise that you will need it. I'm not cursing anyone. It's a promise from God. We will all go through trials. Some of them will be a lot heavier than others. And when you think about it, the best of the best of creation, all of the, you know, messengers of God went through heavy trials. So who are we not to expect ours? It's in the books, it's in the Quran, it's in the Bible that God will test us, God will try us. And a lot of times it's how we pass through these tests that determine, you know, how many blessings we get from God or how closer we draw to Him and things like that. So today I want to talk about the process of healing and a few things that if you're on a healing journey or you're struggling to find your healing can help you. So the first thing about healing that you need to know is that there's no one-size-fits-all approach to healing. Just like our tests are unique to us, I always joke and say when everybody's coming from wherever God keeps our souls till He sends us down to earth, we all come with our own box of trials wrapped up nicely with a bow and a name tag on it. Everybody's trials will be different, no matter how seemingly, you know, the same they are. All our trials are uniquely fashioned for us and our healing processes are the same. So there's no one size fits all approach to healing. So you might go through something that someone else has gone through. Maybe someone has lost a spouse or someone has lost a, you know, parent, and you're wondering why that person was able to heal faster than you are or why they're doing better than you are. Understand that a lot of things go into healing, and you, as long as you don't have the same life, as long as you don't have the same, you know, background things going on, your healing process will never be the same as anybody else's. So you have to understand that your process is uniquely yours. Don't beat yourself up if it's taking you a longer time to heal than it took someone else. You don't even know whether that person has really and truly healed or you're just seeing what they're portraying on the outside. So the first thing I would say is give yourself grace. Healing is a long and very messy process. It follows no rules. It has no cheat code. You have to go through the motions of healing. So give yourself grace. Allow yourself time to go through your healing. The second thing that I will say is that healing is not about suppression. Healing is not about having a timeline. You cannot wake up and say, you know what, in 2 weeks, I want to be done with this. So I want to deal with it and be done in 2 weeks. I need to move on. You don't have that prerogative, unfortunately, because healing is really about riding an emotional roller coaster, and you don't have control over your emotions. No matter how much you master them, they still will come. It's what you do when they come that is mastery. It's not you being able to control whether they will come in the first place. And the emotions really are the trials, because if you didn't have the emotions, we'll go through things and not feel anything, right? You lose someone and the next day you will be able to bounce back. But the emotions really are the trials. So when you're going through a tough period, when something has happened in your life, you have to understand that you have to ride the emotional wave. You have to allow the emotions come, because if you suppress them, if you try to heal so fast, if you give yourself a healing timeline that, you know, forces you to move faster than your mind or your body is ready to, all you're doing is placing a lid on a bubbling pot. One day that lid is going to fly off. Once the pressure builds up enough, the lid will fly off. And what often happens with that is that the reaction is usually like more kind of like concentrated, because you've allowed it build and build and build. And when it bursts out, it's usually kind of out of control. So what you want to do when you're going through your healing process is to just allow yourself feel. I always say feel your feels. If you're sad, allow yourself be sad, but don't wallow in it. Ask yourself, why am I sad? What can I do to help myself get out of this feeling of sadness? What exactly about this situation is making me sad? If you're angry, talk through it with yourself. What is making me angry? Is it this? Is it that? You know, how can I help myself feel better? When you learn how to master your emotions, that's when you can move on at a slightly accelerated pace, but you will still have to deal with emotions. They will still sometimes knock you in the solar plexus. They will sometimes, you know, make you completely inebriated. You cannot do anything. You cannot move. You just have to be in that place where you're feeling what you're feeling. Do not try to hasten, you know, your healing process. It's one of the most detrimental things you can do, and it's often very, very counterproductive, because you will just have to go back to the start. And a lot of times, like I said, when the emotions then come to the surface, they're a lot more difficult to handle than if you had followed the natural process of things in the first place. The third thing that I will say about healing is that, I mean, being a deeply spiritual person, I know that, you know, trials and tests from God are for one purpose only. They're to bring us back to Him. They're to make us lean on Him and Him alone. They're to remind us of, you know, our inconsequentiality and how, you know, limited we are and how limitless He is. So if you don't learn the lesson in your trial, if you don't learn what God is trying to show you, the purpose of it, a lot of times you'll find it hard to move on, because when God loves you, He wants you to come back to Him. And the road to coming back to Him can be in many different ways. So if you don't look for it, if you don't look for what God is trying to show you, chances are you will be stuck in that situation for a while until the lesson is learned. So I always tell people, when you're trying to heal, when you're trying to deal with your pain and, you know, whatnot, you should try and find the purpose. What is God trying to show me? What is the purpose of this? Because there's always a purpose and there's always a lesson to be learned. God doesn't just, you know, send us trials to make our lives difficult or to punish us. There's always a purpose. And at the end of the day, what is lying on the other side for us is just elevation, is just closeness to Him, is just, you know, a lot of blessings and whatnot. But you have to pass through that tunnel of darkness, sometimes of pain, of anger and whatnot. But if you don't learn the lesson, if you don't, you know why you're going through certain things, then you would oftentimes feel like you're in a maze. Today you're okay, tomorrow you're not. You're just going round and round in circles, and sometimes for years. So you have to try and find, what is the purpose of this trial? What is God trying to show me? And how can I find my way back to Him through this trial? Once you find that, you find that things move along easier, because you learn to, you know, lean on God. You learn to hand things over to Him. And that takes me to the next point. If you're going through anything, one of the most, you know, significant things you can do for yourself when you're trying to heal is to find it in yourself to surrender, to try not to handle things by yourself. Because that, like I said, is the purpose of the trial. The purpose is for you to understand how limited you are, to understand that there's a superpower who has control over all things, and He is the one that is limitless. So you have to find a way to surrender. You have to find a way to tame your ego in, you know, whatever way that you can. You have to find a way to acknowledge, you know, how powerless you are towards God, and to surrender everything to Him. It's in handing things over to Him. It's in allowing Him take you through the journey, hold your hand through it, that you find the healing that you so desire. In Islam, there's an important verse in the Quran that says, "Verily, in the remembrance of Allah, the hearts find rest." And one of the most difficult things when you're going through a trial or when you're in your process of healing is the restlessness of your heart. You know, the pain, the fear, the anxiety, the sleeplessness, you know, all of those things are the things that make trials so difficult to bear. And when you remember God, when you hand it over to Him, when you surrender to Him, that's when your heart begins to find rest. That's when the restlessness begins to slow down. And then God takes you on such a beautiful journey that when you emerge on the other side, it's kind of like you're cleansed. Like I said in one of my write-ups, you know, a lot of times we pass through the fire and we feel like it's burning us, but it's actually cleansing us. It's actually purifying us. It's actually, you know, giving us some sort of metamorphosis. You know, it's like I shared the other day about the glass blower thing. Sometimes, you know, you have to pass through fire to become something really, really beautiful. When the potter makes a clay pot, you know, he makes it at his will, but then he has to put it in like the urn to cure it, to make it firm and beautiful and solid. And sometimes that's just the purpose of your trials. It's a means of elevation. It's a means of, you know, strengthening and just making you like an upgrade, a better version of yourself. But you have to trust the one who has given you that trial. Just like, you know, the glass blower knows the exact temperature to blow the glass so that it doesn't crack. And the, you know, potter knows how long he has to keep the clay pot in the urn for so that it doesn't crack and burn. God Almighty, who has given you the trial, who knows exactly what you need to heal, is the one you need to take it back to. God is the one that would hold your hand, you know, metaphorically, and take you through that tunnel. And, you know, if you trust him enough, he even allows your pickup lights to share with other people. So you go through something, you emerge stronger, and then you're even able to help other people on their healing journeys for the same thing that you've been through, because you've surrendered to God. And instead of letting that trial break you, you've emerged stronger and better. So healing can be very, very messy. Like one day you wake up and you're like, oh, finally, I'm done with this thing. And by nightfall, you're a mess again. You have to understand that it's part of the process. It's part of the process. And if you allow it, it gets, you know, the intensity gets less with days or weeks as they pass by. But ultimately, what you have to do when you're going through something is just hand it over to God. In whatever way you call on him, like just hand it over to God and say, you know what, I'm powerless. You're the one with all the power. I'm limited. You're the one that is limitless. Help me handle this thing. You're the one that sees what I cannot see. You're the one that knows what I can never know. Your wisdom far supersedes what I could ever, ever be wisened to. So help me handle this in a way that is most pleasing to you. When you surrender like that, God comes into the situation. God takes control of things. And where God is in control, your healing process is not only accelerated, it's also beautified. So the verse in the Quran that says, "Fa'inna ma'ala usri yusra," really then comes to play. Verily, with every hardship there is ease. You begin to see, you know, beauty, even, you know, in the painful situations, God begins to show you that he never leaves you alone. He never just gives you this burden and then he steps away. He's always there with you. You know, as he makes one thing harder for you to deal with, there's some things that he's made beautiful. So you have to understand that all of us go through this process. We lose people. You know, I've lost my father. I've lost close friends. I've lost huge sums of money. I've been tested in ways that, you know, are unique to me, and I've been tested in ways that are very common as well. But it's our personal responses, that it's you know, it's how fast we can find our way back to God that usually determines, you know, our healing process. So feel what you need to feel, deal with what you need to deal with, help yourself by learning to master your emotions. But ultimately, the purpose of a trial is to examine the state of your heart and to see how much you trust God. So in Islam, we call it tawakkul. Tawakkul is, you know, that ultimate surrender to God when even things don't make sense, knowing without a shadow of doubt that he will do that which is best for you. That is the purpose of every single trial we go through. How quick do you find your tawakkul? How fast do you surrender to God? And how trusting are you of the journey that is taking you on? So whatever it is that you're going through, whatever pain, however broken you feel, understand that you're not alone. Every human being at some point of their lives will go through a trial that will make them feel as if, yep, there's no way I'm going to survive this one. But what makes the difference is your trust and your hope in God. What leads some people to suicide is just the hopelessness that they feel. The fact that they feel like, I can never get past this. Nothing good can ever come out of this. But when you trust God, you know that there's no situation that is hopeless. There's no situation that cannot be turned around, because he is the one that has power over all things. And he can turn things around literally by the snap of his, you know, fingers, metaphorically. So this is my, you know, little way of reminding you that, you know, healing can be messy. Yes, healing can be tumultuous. It can be the worst emotional roller coaster. But the moment you surrender to God, the moment you understand that it's just a process, and the moment that you lay your hopes on him and look forward to the cleansing and the elevation and the strengthening that your healing process will bring you to, then the more you are able to lean into it and just go on this journey with God. I hope that, you know, whatever you're going through, whatever anyone is going through, that you find ease in your situation. I pray that, you know, your healing process is fast. I pray that you come out of whatever you're going through stronger, better, and even able to help other people. I wish you the best of the rest of the week, and I'll be back here again next week. Bye.